And this is Paul Stebbins live in the studio now. Please stay tuned. We have two interesting guests coming up in just a moment. Jane Nielsen will be interviewing them on the second half of today's Community Conversations. You are listening to Community Conversations on the Radio Talking Book Network in Nebraska. We've been proudly serving our blind and visually impaired listeners for over 42 years. The Radio Talking Book Network is brought to you with the cooperation of KIOS FM in Omaha and statewide through the facilities of NET Radio and Television. And now let's head on over to Studio A, and Jane Nielsen will introduce her guests. Welcome, Jane.
Thank you very much, Paul. We are very pleased today to have two special guests in Radio Talking Book Service for our Community Conversation segment. It's a regular segment now on every Friday. And today we have Jim Yurok. He's here to tell us more about Share a Fair, and he's brought along a guest, Shelley Gray. So welcome to both of you. Thank you for coming in today.
We appreciate the opportunity.
Okay. So, Jim, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was born and raised in Omaha. I was born in the summer of 68, late spring of 68. I was mainstream through the public school system, graduating in 1987 from Omaha South High. I had some scholarships that I was awarded during my senior year in high school, and I had a fascination ever since I was 7 years old listening to radio in Omaha, AM radio. And I wanted to get into broadcasting. That's something I've always wanted to do. And I think if you're going to get into broadcasting, you have to enjoy music and that sort of thing. So that's something I wanted to do, and I had scholarships in hand. Went to UNO, University of Nebraska in Omaha, and subsequently dropped out. Mm-hmm. I realized that if you're going to go to college, you have to go because you want to go and not because other people tell you you have to go. And you're not going to get much out of it if you're not there because you want to be. So I took a year off to figure out what I wanted to do. And in the summer, or in the April of 89, I started my employment with a major hotel chain here in the call center. And I was employed with the Hyatt Reservation Center up until January of 2014 when I left the company to pursue other avenues. I had some time off looking for jobs. I was at Cox Communications from last November until January of this year, and I was in the tech support area, and that dealt with people that would call in and we'd have to troubleshoot over the telephone why don't they have a picture on their TV, what's wrong with their internet service, kind of troubleshoot and walk them through that process. And I realized then that if I'm not comfortable handling my own tech support stuff, if you will, why am I handling everybody else's? And I enjoyed the people, I enjoyed the environment, I just didn't enjoy the work. So I left there and am subsequently looking for work. I am a member of the American Council of the Blind of Nebraska. It's a statewide advocacy organization advancing the causes of the blind and visually impaired, and have been a member of that organization since May of 1989. I am also a member of the Council of Citizens with Low Vision International, which is a special interest affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. I was their national president for 2 years, 2012-2013. Currently their membership chair and planning their convention program for next summer in Reno.
Wow. That's awesome. I'm impressed. Well, maybe we'll have to find, you have a great voice, maybe we'll have to find you a part-time gig here at RTBS.
I'm open to that possibility. I just say broadcasting is what I've wanted to do that since I was 7 years old.
Okay, cool. Well, we better do our work, but then we'll talk about that later.
Right.
So you're from Omaha. I'm from Omaha as well, so that's awesome. And it's great to hear the background that you, the places where you've worked and things. Do you mind sharing with our listeners how you lost your vision?
It was congenital cataracts and glaucoma.
Oh, okay.
And at one point when I was mainstreamed through the public school system, I had the technology that I needed. Back then it was technology. By today's standards, it's antiquated. I had the closed circuit TV. I had the textbooks on tape, the typewriter, and the tape recorder and all this. And, you know, that served me well.
Mm-hmm.
There was a point in my life where I could read newspaper print with no problem, no magnified material whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
It got to the point where subsequently I needed, you know, one of those dime store magnifying glasses you find at Walmart. That would do the trick.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got to the point where I needed special glasses to read, and that, mm-hmm. you know, and that worked. Now I'm to the point where if you stick a piece of paper in front of my face, I can see the piece of paper but couldn't tell you what was on it.
Oh,
so it's gotten to that point.
Yeah. Okay.
But you deal with it.
Yes, you do.
You have to move on and deal with it.
Right, right. Well, you've really dealt with it very well. Well, thank you for sharing a little bit about yourself.
Okay.
I really appreciate that, Jim.
All right.
Before we have you and Shelley converse, tell us the basic information that we need to know about ShareAfare.
ShareAfare is a cab subsidy program for the blind and visually impaired in the Omaha area. It was the thought process of some of the members of the American Council of the Blind Greater Omaha Chapter in the early to mid-80s, to develop such a transportation subsidy because, you know, let's face it, cabs are expensive. They're not affordable. Buses don't always run accordingly to the schedule that might accommodate your needs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always have the luxury of relying on family, friends, neighbors, what have you, because of commitments or what have you. And if you're on a fixed income, a taxi, and this is before the days of Uber and Lyft, taxi is the only means of transportation. For whatever reason in the early 80s, mid-80s, that never materialized, and I was contacted in April of 89, by a name that some of the listeners may be familiar with, and that's Lorraine Bamberry, known as Lorraine Crawl at one point. And she called me and she said, Jim, she says, this is what we tried to do in the early to mid-80s. She said, and those of you that know Lorraine know you don't talk back to her. You don't tell her no. So she told me, she says, you are going to show up at a meeting, you're going to get involved, and you're going to love it. And being 20 years old at the time, I didn't know any better. So on May 20th of 89, we met at the League of Human Dignities, and we talked about the feasibility of ShareAfare, or what was now known as ShareAfare, as the cab subsidy program. We talked about how are we going to launch the program, how are we going to determine whether the need is there. We talked about fundraising. We talked about how we're going to make this thing work. So the first thing we did was we drafted, I believe it was a 7 or 8 question survey, and I don't remember all of the questions that were there, but some of the questions that appeared on that survey were, if a cab subsidy were available, would you use it? How often do you use a cab? You know, once, twice, three times a week, whatever it is. How often do you rely on family, friends, and that sort of thing? You know, questions of that nature. And over the summer of 89, the surveys kept pouring in, and not surprisingly, a good number of those that responded to the survey said that if it were available, they would use it. So then once we had the data in to support the claim that, you know, a subsidy would be worth investigating, we talked about how we're going to fundraise, how we're going to, you know, get this off the ground. So we threw around ideas. Some of the things that we did in the infancy stages where we held, you know, benefit dances at the local Eagles Club here on 24th and Douglas in Omaha. We had a member whose husband was a part of the band, and Gary Evans and the Sandells donated their time and their talents. The Eagles Club donated their hall. We had gotten out and gotten some some raffle items, some mm-hmm. Prizes and so on. We did Christmas boutiques at local grocery stores and did what we had to do to raise the funding. You know, we also wrote grants. Alan and Marsha Bear Foundation gave us our first $250, and, you know, it was a grassroots effort to get the thing off the ground. And we subsequently launched the program with 32 participants back in 1995.
Oh. And then what happened?
Then at that point, we looked at, you know, we had to keep the funding coming in because ShareAfare, mm-hmm. The whole concept or the whole idea behind the program was rely on donations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you approach the federal government for funding, then they're going to tell you how to run the program. They're going to have a say in the game, if you will.
Right.
And so our thought process was, let's concentrate locally on donors, on contributors, on whatever it is
mm-hmm.
that might, you know, find the program worthwhile and want to contribute. Because we thought if we kept it local, keeping it to private foundations and concerned individuals, then we might be able to run the program without any federal mandates.
Mm-hmm. And is that how it's run today?
That's how it's run today. Yes,
still.
We have some money in that's available to us. We have a couple of donors that contribute on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
The Barclays Foundation gives us anywhere between $4,000 and $10,000, depending on their budget.
Mm-hmm.
And the Omaha Association of the Blind is a regular supporter and has been for a number of years, and they give us $12,000 annually.
So do you have office space, Jim?
It's an all-volunteer organization. It's run out of our homes. The only paid personnel, if you will, that we have on file is a bookkeeper that, you know, takes care of the ins and outs and of selling mm-hmm. the coupons and checking the P.O. box and so on and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and a paid webmaster who maintains our website.
Okay. What is your website?
Sheriffair, that's F-A-R-E, .org.
All one word?
All one word, all lowercase, all run together.
Sheriffair.
Sheriffair, .org.
.org, okay.
I should point out that a number of years ago, we had a website that was just informational in nature. It told about the program. It told how it worked. It told how you qualify for the program and so
mm-hmm.
on. And back in 2014, the Omaha Venture Group had approached Sheriffair about applying for a grant.
Mm.
And one of the dreams that I've had, or one of the things that I wanted to see happen with the website, is allow those that have internet access, those that are tech savvy, to be able to purchase cab tickets online.
Oh.
I mean, look, let's face it, we need to keep up with the times, you know.
Right.
Because you do.
Mm-hmm.
So the Omaha, the board of directors, we have seven, I believe, on the board. We wrote a grant, asked for $5,000 to cover the cost of updating the website, bringing it up to the 21st century, if you will, to allow those to purchase cab tickets online.
Mm-hmm.
We received a $4,500 grant from the Omaha Venture Group, and it's because of their contribution that allows users now to donate online, to buy cab tickets online, and to do a lot of that stuff.
That's amazing. That's awesome. And it's very cool that you agree that, you know, you need to be in the 21st century and use that technology. So many people now use their smartphones, and they do their banking online. They use their smartphones to get
right.
Uber and Lyft. And
right.
So they might as well use it to get Sheriffair coupons as well.
Yeah, and the website, too, for those that are listening, the website, sheriffair.org, is customizable to if you're using a smartphone, a tablet, what have you. So as soon as you log onto that site, the webmaster has it set up so that way it will conform to the screen.
Oh, that's
that
wonderful.
You're using.
Great. Do they have to have a login and password then, probably?
To donate, no. But if you want to purchase cab tickets and
mm-hmm.
you're a registered user, you do need a username and password. And to obtain one of those, you can email us at info@sheriffair.org. Or call the phone number 402-827-9814, and we will get you set up with a username and password. That way you can purchase online if you so choose.
Well, that is wonderful. Will you tell me the number again? I didn't write fast enough.
402-827-9814.
9814.
Right.
What we've been doing at the end of our conversations, Jim, is sharing that information again and then also letting the folks know they can call our office and we can share
right.
that information with them. So
right.
I have to make sure I have it down correctly.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Would this be, I think this would be a good time to bring Shelley in.
Why
Shelley?
Not?
Yes. There's your microphone.
Okay. So I'm going to let you two talk.
Shelley is, I brought Shelley along today because I can sit here and talk about how wonderful the program is, and it does benefit some folks in that. And it's, you know, Sheriff Air is meant to be a hand up, not a hand out, and I thought it would be a good idea to bring Shelley along because she is a user of the program and have her talk about what she thinks and how she's benefited and so on. So, Shelley, you have, do you know how long you've been part of the program? Do you remember or do you know how long?
I think I started in the mid-90s with Sheriff Air.
And I know you don't always buy regularly, but what are your thoughts on the program, or has it benefited you? What's your overall perception of the program itself?
Oh, it's wonderful. I because just like Jim said, most of the time rides are not lining up at our doorsteps to offer their services, and you also want to be considerate of other people's schedules, other people's lives, because we're all busy, mm-hmm. you know, and you don't want it to be a source of difficulty for anybody. So, for me, because I'm pretty active, so I end up taking cabs quite a bit. I'm a singer, songwriter, musician, so I do a lot of that kind of work around the city and outside of Omaha as well. And so when I am able to use Sheriff Air, it really does help. It's a supplement, you know. And a lot of us, you know, hope someday it will get to the point where there are more funds available for us to purchase these coupons at a more of a quantity mm-hmm. level. Right now, it's really good, but you know that would be great, especially for those of us who just have that as a possibility, mm-hmm. And really just go places in cabs. And so I've been very blessed by it. I think all of us have. It's really been a step in the direction of us being able to go and do what we need to do when we need to do it, mm-hmm. and not have to wait. I'm a mother of five children, and so I know what it's like to wait for my kids when they say, well, I'll be there at 6, and mm-hmm. they're not there till 8.
Oh, my
you
goodness.
Know, so it's just an independence issue as well, because especially if you have a job, you want to be on time, you know.
Right.
And so the buses, sometimes you don't always get there when you should. So it's better to have a reliable form of transportation that you can time mm-hmm. ahead of time and just know that you're going to get someplace, mm-hmm. you know.
Can one of you share the cost of Sheriff Air and how the deadline and how people go about getting the coupons?
Well, the cost is each month we have the option of purchasing 3 coupon books, and those run $39.50 or $37.50, and then of course we pay for postage, which is $1.50, I think.
$2.
Oh, what up? That's right. So it's $39.50, I think, and so that's the amount we can purchase. We don't have to buy that many, but we can,
mm-hmm.
and. Then we usually receive those the last week of the month, because our donations for the funds, our monies need to be in by the 20th mm-hmm. of each month. And then after that, then they ship them out, send them out to us in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Or there are other options as well, like the OAB meetings and ACB meetings. You can also purchase them there.
Mm-hmm.
My situation is that I'm so busy that I don't usually get time to go to those meetings. So I do it online, which mm-hmm. is just easier for me because the only evenings I have free, I usually need to take those because
mm-hmm.
I don't get a lot of them. So,
One of the things that Shelley didn't mention was with regard to the cab coupons, the way the coupons are split up, they are there are 25 $1 coupons in each book. So what we do is we go to the cab company and purchase the cab tickets from the cab company at full price. We then turn around and sell those cab coupons at half price to those that have signed up for the program. So basically, Shelley's correct that there's 25 $1 coupons in each book. The participant is, or the applicant, or the user is paying $12.50 a book, maximum 3 books per month, which brings you to the $37.50 plus the $2 postage. Now, we also should also point out that the coupons do not have an expiration date associated with them. So, and there are people that do stockpile. You know, they buy, you know, April, May, June, July, all year, basically. And then when the winter months come up, they have them in reserve. Mm. So that way, when they need to go from point A to point B, they're set. Mm-hmm. We should also point out that we also, as of November 1st, brought in another cab company that's on board with Sheriff Air. Since Sheriff Air's inception in the 90s, we have been dealing with Happy Cab, and of course, Safeway Cab was around at that time too, eventually, you know, acquired by Happy. City Taxi has been around in Omaha for, I believe, 4 or 5 years, maybe longer than that. And as of November 1st, they are now a part of the program. So you have two options now. You can either do Happy or City. And what we tell people is if you want City Cab, you need to specify in your order. If you mail in a check, put that in the memo portion of the check. Failure to specify will automatically result in the issuance of Happy.
Oh, I see. Okay. So they need to know, they need to request City.
Right.
When they order their coupons.
Right.
Okay. Is there... Uber and Lyft don't use those coupons, right? It's just for the cab companies.
It's just for the cab companies. We are investigating the possibility of bringing in Uber and Lyft as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have a plan to make that happen. It's still being finalized. I won't say much here because it's not been finalized. But
right.
We hope to have Uber, at least Uber, brought in by the first quarter of next year.
Mm. Well, that'll be exciting. That gives people more choices because sometimes it can take a while even for a cab to get there, right?
Anywhere between 5 and 20 minutes. Uber is supposedly half the time and 10% more cost-effective than a cab.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you both use Uber and Lyft?
No.
No?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't at this point. I probably will soon.
Okay.
I am in the process of getting a newer computer. Mine's 14 years old now, so I haven't been able to order them online because it won't allow me to click on the links. So,
I see. But
I'm in the process of doing that, getting a new one up and running, and then I will probably use Uber.
Okay. Well, it's wonderful that we have that program for the blind and visually impaired. Are there other folks that use it, or is it strictly for the blind and visually impaired?
Blind, visually impaired, and those whose vision is too poor to drive. Other qualifications. It's an application process that you need to complete.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the application off of the website, sheriffair.org. You can call the phone number, 402-827-9814. We'll mail you one out. Or you can get a hold of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind down on 13th and Farnham. They have them there as well. The Weigel Williamson Center, they can mail them out to you as well. But it's a certification process.
Mm-hmm.
We require name, address, phone number, date of birth, all the standard information. The certifying authority has to sign off on it that you have a visual impairment, specify the type of visual or the medical cause of blindness,
mm-hmm.
mail it in, we look at it, we review it. If you are approved, you get a letter in the mail along with a refrigerator magnet. That's a keepsake. Refrigerator magnet that with our name, address, phone number on their website, tells you how to, you know, purchase the tickets.
Mm-hmm. And the cab companies, is this a good program for them as well?
I would think it would be because it brings in revenue for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So they're benefiting from it.
That's good.
I do believe.
Do they give you a discount at all?
City Taxi gives us a discount, a 20% discount on the cab coupons that we buy.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Cab gives us a 10% discount
on
the coupons
good.
That we buy. Now, if you're asking, do they give you a discount when you get into the cab?
No,
they don't do. No,
right. No,
but
that,
No,
that, no, I just wondered if they gave a, you know, gave Share a Fare a break in purchasing the coupons that then, you know, made it even more of a good value for the blind and visually impaired.
We buy $10,000 worth of cab tickets every quarter from Happy at a cost of $9,000, which gives us 400 books. And as I say, City Taxi is fairly new. We bought $2,500 worth of coupons for 2000.
Okay, good. And people can donate on your website.
Right.
That's good. I didn't know that, so I learned something new today. So that's wonderful.
We also have a Facebook page. I couldn't tell you what it is, but that is also on the website. So if you go to sheriffair.org, there's a link there that says Facebook. Click on that and like us.
I bet they can find it if they even go to Facebook and type in Share a Fare. I bet it'll come up, too.
Exactly.
I'm not sure I've liked your Facebook page, so I'll have to go out and do that.
And I should point out that Rachel Carver does the Facebook page. So.
Oh, awesome. Rachel works at Outlook Nebraska.
She does, yes.
So that's awesome. Any other information you guys, either one of you, would like to share about Share a Fare or any events or news coming up? Jim, are the coupons available? Is there a special deal around the holidays?
Usually in November and December, sometimes just December, depending on how funding goes, we offer the option of purchasing one extra book per month for either November or December. So right now there is that going on.
Okay.
So four books, if you want to do four books with postage, $52. If you are an eligible participant, Shelley indicated the tickets, or the checks rather, have to be in the P.O. box by the 20th, which is Sunday, so it will be the 21st. Or you can purchase online and make that happen as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. Shelley, anything else you'd like to share?
No, I think it's pretty much been covered.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate both of you coming in, Shelley and Jim. Thank you for coming in and sharing about Share a Fare, the coupon books that the blind and visually impaired can get that help with their cost of using the taxi service here in the metro area. Anything else, Jim?
Other than, I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, the Greater Omaha Chapter of the American Council of the Blind founded the program back in 89. We are now known as the Omaha Council of the Blind, so we encourage you to check out, shameless plug, we encourage you to check out our monthly meeting starting again in January, the second Thursday of the month over at the Methodist Church, First United Methodist Church, 7020 Cass, room 112.
Thank you very much, Jim. And again, if you want more information about Share a Fare, it's shareafare.org or 402-827-9814. You can also call us here at Radio Talking Book Service. We can share that information with you if you didn't get it written down. And on behalf of Radio Talking Books, I'd like to thank you for tuning in today for our community conversations.
And thank you very much, Jane Nielsen, and thanks to your guests for this interview. This interview will be replayed tonight beginning at 8 p.m. Central Time right here on the Radio Talking Book Network.